Hi, podcasters. This is Brooke with Let's Talk Art. Today, I'm talking to Louisiana-based artist Frank Kelly. Not only is he a fabulous artist, he's a consultant, a speaker, a gallerist, and a teacher. He started this awesome arts initiative in his town to reach kids, to not only teach them art, but how to succeed as an artist. This is such an inspiring chat. Enjoy. I've never been smart with investments or stocks, but one thing I've learned over the years is that an investment in knowledge pays the best interest. If you want to get smart with your money, you can trade smarter and maximize your returns with Trade with UFOs. Trade with UFOs is a brand that represents a community of users trading with predictive tools. You don't have to be good with stocks. They literally hold your hand while you trade, teaching you everything you need to know. You see, Trade with UFOs is also a portal which provides access to predictive apps, courses, and coaching, all to show you how to make money using unfilled orders. Why am I so passionate about this? Because then we'll all have more money in our pockets to buy more art. It's time to get smart with your money. Leverage your success with Trade with UFOs. Go to tradewithufos.com and use my offer code Brooke for a 50% off discount on all of their products. That's B-R-O-O-K-E.
Awesome. So how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Awesome. It looks like it. You're doing like fabulous work. Fabulous work for one thing, and doing all kinds of cool other stuff.
I am. I'm doing my best, you know, just putting my best foot forward each and every day.
Yeah. Well, I would say so. It looks like more than that. Okay. So I wanted to talk about the Youth Arts Initiative, but I want to talk about a whole bunch of other stuff too. So I'm trying to organize my thoughts, but we can start with that.
Well, I have the kids' paintings in the background.
Okay, cool. They're beautiful.
Is that okay for me to do that or change it?
Oh, no, it's great. Well, this is just recording audio anyway. So I just had the video just so we can talk.
Okay.
They're beautiful. They're beautiful.
Right. Okay.
Love it. So you said this arts initiative thing, and I think you and I are both sort of kind of on the same page as far as like arts and how important it is and how necessary it is for kids and for adults too, but especially kids. So tell me about how you got started doing this, doing the arts.
Well, stuff. back in 2001, I believe it was, I created Youth Arts Initiative Program. But prior to that, I was in another field, and I used to visit my school, my elementary and high school.
Right.
And which did not have art at all. No. Wow. There was no art in elementary nor high school when I was there. And so I felt the need to go back to my school. Mm-hmm. And so I would give these little art classes.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
So after being involved, I noticed that, you know, that how important me being there and implementing certain stages of art, or just giving them some examples of something to work along with, how beneficial it was. So what I ended up doing in 2001 is sitting down, creating the things that I felt that would be beneficial, not only to them, but to my, that would have been important to me to become a better person, mm-hmm. a better artist, a better student, a better human being.
Yeah.
And so and with the combination of that, I then sought out to focus on math, mm-hmm. reading, writing, public speaking, life skills, leadership skills, communicational skills, right. collaboration through visualization.
Yeah.
And I said to myself, if I could combine all those things into one package,
yeah,
that would be outstanding. So over the course of time, I did.
Yeah.
And it has been remarkable.
Okay.
It took me I say at least 7 years to actually get it down to a science. And so to this date, I've worked with over 1,700 kids.
Wow.
And that's not only been regional, but it's been not only, excuse me, local, but regional and national.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yes.
That's amazing. So okay, so that's here for one thing, okay, your school didn't have art in it, which is unfortunate, but also I think I went to a school that did have art, and I'm not sure that like we took it as seriously as I certainly didn't take it as seriously as I do now.
Right.
I'm not an artist, but I had like art appreciation and stuff like that. And it was just kind of like, another class.
Right.
And it was just maybe a little more fun because we got to paint and stuff, but it was still just another class. And I didn't really take it that seriously. So how would you, so I guess this kind of combines that as well, because I mean, you're going into like, because you're reaching even the people who did have art in school, maybe not, don't recognize the benefits of it. So I think that this is reaching them as well.
Right.
That's perfect. But yeah, I love it that you combine like all of the stuff in it, because like artists, I've been told that artists don't necessarily have business skills, which you obviously have, and public speaking skills and motivational speaking skills. I think that's important too, the motivational speaking, because artists can lose their motivation a lot. Everyone can lose their motivation.
You know, when you said that artists typically don't have, you know, business skills, I somewhat beg to differ, because I believe that we do. It's just that we're not taught to utilize those skills.
Yeah.
We're taught to focus on the task at hand, and that's the creativity side.
Right.
But those who tend to take it very seriously and focus and realize that certain things has to be done, then they do exceptionally well from that side of the spectrum.
Right. And artists are entrepreneurs. So, I mean, they have to learn business skills.
Well, that's why I speak on artspreneur.
Yeah.
An artist who's an entrepreneur.
Yeah, I love that.
And I just recently, in the last 2 years, I spoke at the Louisiana State Archives in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And then this year I spoke at an artspreneur conference in Baton Rouge.
That's
and basically implementing the things that are needed within being a full-time professional artist or succeeding in the art field.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's fabulous. I think that's fabulous. So your bio says that you create 20 to 25 pieces a year. And that's art pieces a year. And that's in addition to doing all this curriculum and speaking and all this other stuff.
Well,
so
some years I create more than that, depending on the size or what have you. Yes, that's also including having we have shows here at the gallery of mine, and also there's events that also have or here at my gallery. Outside of that, participating in other events, I'm involved with the Habitat for Humanity, where I'm in get a opportunity and a chance to be involved with other things that are being done in our community. I belong to the Northeast Louisiana Arts Council. I'm a member of that, and I try to give a little bit here and there to each cause, Right. And my wife and I, we also have our little small ministry that we do with the elderly. Okay. That I think is very unique and important as well. So,
yeah, tell me about that.
Well, that's just giving back and seeing after the elderly in our own way, not belonging to any large institution or organization, right. But we find it a way for us to give back to mm-hmm. society mm-hmm. by helping those. A lot of elderly or their loved ones may not be near, right. And they may be far away, and they need assistance. They need a human touch or human compassion, right. Somebody to take them to the Social Security office or whatever the case may be. My wife, of course, she does that part, which I'm more or less the... I verbally communicate mostly with them mm-hmm. and understanding that the need and the care that's being given.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Do you teach them art or anything like that?
No, I don't. I have spent some time in the counseling agencies here in our community. In support of the elderly as well.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That's fantastic. Yeah, I think that I think that's fantastic. I just think you should teach them art, though.
Well, I think that would be pretty awesome. Yeah.
Or like art history. I think that'd be fabulous.
Well, I have. One of the things that I've been focusing on in the last 7 years, matter of fact, I had my 7th intern this year.
Oh, wow.
Yes. I'm real excited about that. The individual that I had this summer, she was just completely awesome. And she was willing to learn. She wanted to learn as much as possible. And it's also good for me that I get a chance to be around youth and see what's going on in their world as well.
Right.
So under my belt now, there's practically 15 that I've mentored, mm-hmm. along with the 7 that I've also mentored and interned.
Right, right.
And so, I feel real good about that.
Yeah. So like, what do you have that your interns, what do they do?
Well, basically teaching them their needs. That's one of the things that because when they first come on, the first thing I ask, what are your interests? Mm-hmm. Not mine, but yours. What is it that you want to learn from this?
Right.
And those are the things that we focus on.
Cool. Cool. Yeah, I think that's a great way to mentor kids. I think that just a way to see how an actual artist works.
Yes.
And how they have to see
that. And most of the time, one of the things that I find that they all have interest is learning the business side of things.
Yeah.
You know, they've gotten I would say studio art or what have you, the academic training,
right.
That's a given that those who are, and most of the time they're in school, they've graduated from high school and they're into college and they're getting their fine arts degree. So that's a given that they're going to be taught that, but, 99% of the time, universities don't have classes or to teach what actually goes on day to day within the business of art.
Right. Exactly. And
that's where I come in.
Yeah, I think that's perfect, and that's kind of why I made the initial statement that like artists aren't so great at business because they're not taught; they have to figure it out themselves.
Yes.
And I think,
as I did. I spent, God knows, 15 years of learning learning the basics of the business side of things.
Right.
And you still, and you, it's still a learning curve. But you know, I'm a God-fearing man, so I believe some of that, a lot of that too, is for me, has been guided by the Holy Spirit to give me the to make the adjustments,
right?
To give me foresight in order to things that I need to do and achieve.
Right, right. Oh, I think that is so perfect. I think that is great. So what would you say just give us just a few examples of like some business lessons that you've learned on the job, kind of, that you wish that you had known, or you would have helped you if you had known in school?
Well, management of time, time management, how to turn it on, turn it off. I seemingly do that, you know, from the eyes of other people well, but it's the characteristics are very challenging to be able to set aside time to when to construct your work, and then put in the time and effort in terms of business.
Yeah.
Being able to understand the how important relationships are in all aspects of this particular business.
Right.
And it is, of course, a business.
Yeah.
I've been told by some artists who are full time that they say that 70% of their time is in their business.
Yeah.
That they implement.
Right.
And so that speaks volumes, because I do spend, there are days that which I did not know that I have been able to do, that I put in, I know daily, I put in at least 2 to 3 hours.
Wow.
Or sometimes 4 to 5 hours, depending on what's going on projects and things of that nature, because
right.
There's a lot of planning that also that's involved in the art, not from painting or creating, but from the business side, because you have to create opportunities for yourself.
Yeah.
That's where some artists, for whatever reason, like to be in galleries, a gallery setting, or have an art dealer or art representative to do all those things, or an administrative assistant that sometimes for a lot of us is not affordable,
right?
To have all those things,
right?
So we tend to have to do it ourselves.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine. It's I was wondering, like, there's such a, like, you're an artist who creates and makes beautiful paintings like you do, and yet you have such a, like, a strong business sense that you have to do, like, the accounting, you have to do
marketing, of course.
Can you do those at the same time? Do you is there like a switch that you flip in your brain that, like, okay,
it's multitasking. If you're not a great or good, I won't say I'm great, but if you're not a good multitasking person, you shouldn't do this.
Yeah.
You just shouldn't, because it takes that in order to accomplish. You have to be doing multiple things well all the time.
Right.
You can't let time lapse on you. And that's why when I said time, is extremely important.
Yeah.
Time management.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's true of anything really, but I think it's especially true of artists, of art. Yeah. So art professional. But I wanted to ask about I love your work. I was looking at it today and I was just like, oh my God, you are awesome. You do like these amazing abstracts. You do these great like representational like portraits. And oh my gosh. And they're so different, but they're all so good. Like how do you I guess the same kind of question I asked recently about the business side. I mean, how do you switch between the it's like you got three different styles going on and they're all like very different and that you do them all yeah. really well.
Well, thank you. Well, for one, it's all about the story for me.
Yeah.
It's all about, well, I'll say it's all about the story, but it's also about my life.
Mm-hmm.
It's where I fit. Yeah. Where I in my space. And for instance, the portraits with some of my portraits are created from a basic story line. My past, it could have been my past or someone that I've known in my life over the years, came in contact with, or someone that I have that I feel the need to want to be in my life. It could be, like I said, it could be my past, my now, or my future. That's pretty much what I paint within all my genres.
Okay.
I say different things from in an abstract form than in a realism form.
Mm-hmm.
Abstracts are sometimes things that I'm creating that I would not want to create from a realistic form because I wouldn't want people to get the wrong understanding
right.
of okay. what I want to say.
Okay.
Or what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Because as you know, people or we as human beings, what we see is sometimes what we grasp, but that's not the case in terms of what I want to represent and what I want to say.
Right.
So I will do it in geometric shapes or hues, or different forms of hues and texture.
Because
I paint through the crevices. I use lines, shapes, of course, like I said before, but layering is very important to me.
Yeah.
Because, and then there's, like I said before, I'm a very spiritual individual
okay.
and emotional.
Yeah.
So I meditate and pray before I paint, usually. Mm-hmm. And whatever I'm guided is where I tend to go.
Yeah.
In terms of, so to answer your question, and I hope I've answered it some, but I turn it on, turn it off, turn it on, turn it off, depending on what I am faced with in my life on a daily basis.
Okay, cool. So like if you're, I love it how you pray beforehand and get your heart and your mind right.
Yes.
Before you do it and then like so you just kind of like depending on how you're feeling or how what you're thinking about or what you're dealing with that day
yes
if you're mad or if you're sad or whatever that's what is what comes out on the page.
So for an example, I lost my best friend, which was my father, a year in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
That was probably one of the most traumatic times of my life.
Sure.
My father's been with me all my years, and he's been my cheerleader. He was somewhat my manager.
Yeah.
He was just there. He was there for me, and to lose his presence,
right?
His spirit still lies within me,
right?
But his presence, being able to verbally communicate,
right,
was just devastating.
Yeah, I'm sure.
When you couldn't, I would talk to my father sometimes not once, twice, three times, but four or five times a day.
Yeah.
On a daily basis.
Yeah.
With laughter. And going through those emotions and being able to respond by painting.
Yeah.
I just finished a painting. Matter of fact, I was working on this particular piece. It's titled Emergence.
Uh-huh.
And this piece identifies as someone, and that someone was my father, who gave me wisdom and knowledge and all of this confidence that he's given me, and just this love, this unconditional love that I was able to create. And it turned out to be a joyous piece. And I use the hue of blue, which is my favorite color,
yeah,
within the painting, along with textures.
Mm-hmm.
And I also implemented my mother's facial structure within the piece.
Oh, wow.
And there's a tree that's in the piece where you can see things that the spirit, or things falling from the tree, those things are actually wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wisdom tree that my father had created for me as my life continues.
I love it.
And so that piece will never leave my existence.
Right, right, yeah.
But the print is available.
Wow.
Because it is a painting that needs to be, that need to be shared.
Right. Oh, I agree. I agree. That sounds amazing. That
yes.
Sounds amazing. Wow. Oh my gosh. This has been so awesome, Frank. I love this. I love your work. I love what you're doing. I love everything.
Thank you.
This is
Thank
so more fabulous.
Thank you.
But yeah, this is amazing. This is amazing. So, real quickly, tell me, like, what is the art scene like in Louisiana? How do you get a lot of kids who want to learn art? You want to get a lot of people who want to learn art?
We have quite a few children here that are extremely excited about the arts.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to say that we have our community supports the arts heavily.
Mm-hmm.
In the last 4 to 5 years, mm-hmm. art has been one of the things that's been on the top shelf,
mm-hmm.
in our community. We see the importance of arts in our schools, not only in our schools, but in our community. Mm-hmm. And it brings people together as well.
Yeah.
It's not unnatural or uncommon for me to get a call from a parent,
mm-hmm.
who want to bring their child to be tutored or show them or teach them about the arts.
Mm-hmm.
It's not uncommon.
Right.
And that's a beautiful thing for me.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. Well, thank you so much, Frank, for spending time with me, chatting with me. I'm sure you got a lot going on with all of your stuff. You've got your gallery, you've got your art, you've got your speaking, you've got everything. That's I so admire that. I admire it, how you've made such a career out of it, and I like how you're teaching other people to do it.
Yes. Well, you know, I have to say this. Mentorship is truly, truly important. I don't care what field that you're in. Even at this age, even at this point in my career, I have mentors.
Yeah.
And they're very useful and very helpful and give you guidance. And It's just a great thing. So no matter who you are, what you're doing in any field, please get a mentor.
I agree. I think that's amazing. Who was your mentor? Your dad?
Well, yes, of course, my dad, but I have two others in my life now. Mm-hmm. I have the two that I have now aren't in the arts.
Oh, wow.
But they were men who came from they came from, you know, trying times in their lives, and they've all become extremely highly successful men.
Mm-hmm.
One called me today.
Cool.
Just thinking about me, and he could talk to anyone. He's very well known and well respected throughout this country. Uh-huh. And for him to take the time out to check on little old Frank Kelly Jr. down here right. in the middle of Louisiana right. is a tremendous blessing. So, I thank God for that.
Yeah, for sure. Well, awesome. This has been so great, Frank. Thank you so much. And where can people get in touch with you? Where can they find you?
Well, they can find me at, first and foremost, my website is www.frankkellyjr.com.
Okay.
Also, I have another website, which is my e-commerce site, mm-hmm. which is www.frankkellyjronline.com.
Okay.
And my phone number here at the gallery is 318-387-0043. My studio number is 318-348-9241. Okay. And my email address is artist1@bayou.com. And I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Frank Kelly, Kelley Jr.
Okay. Cool. Well, awesome. Well, thank you so much. This has been awesome. And we will do it again for sure.
I'll tell you, Brooke, you are fantastic. And it's all, I mean, just for you to have me on your show, on your podcast means a lot to me. You have a great spirit. I like what you're doing. I like what you're doing with the arts. I do recall being on your podcast before, and I was greatly appreciated for that.
Awesome. Yeah, well, it was amazing. And it's been too long. I apologize for that.
Oh.
But yeah, so we'll definitely do it again sooner.
But thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much to Frank Kelly for chatting with me today. Such good things going on with you. If you want to see more of what he's up to and look at his beautiful art, go to frankkellyjr.com. That's Kelly with an E. As always, please give me a like and a share. Thanks for listening. This is a Hotspur Media production. Music by Corey Knoxville.